with The Ethicist. I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
My elderly aunt became ill and phoned me, a physician, to ask if she should call an ambulance. I surmised that she was severely dehydrated. From my hospital, I took a bag of saline, IV tubing, an IV lock, and a needle. An unsuspecting nurse handed me the tape that secures the needle. I gave my aunt these fluids at home, and she soon felt better, as did I. My stealing $50 worth of medical supplies saved the taxpayers more than $1,000 for an ER visit. Did I do right? E.G., New York.
I love the hint of zany hijinks in the words, an unsuspecting nurse. I respect your concern for your aunt and admire your ingenuity in curbing costs, but there is a but. I am wary of your conduct. You were deceitful with your own hospital and imprudent in taking over your aunt's treatment. One doctor, the medical director of a large public hospital, emailed me to say, quote, "We frown upon treating family members. It's incredibly difficult to be objective in the best of circumstances," close quotes. He added, quote, "The aunt's bedroom is not the optimal environment for diagnosis or treatment. This physician took many shortcuts and may have done his aunt a great disservice by not performing a complete assessment," close quotes. He makes a persuasive case that while happily your diagnosis was correct, it was not certain to be. Your aunt might have had more severe problems, requiring a more drastic response. Your altruistic pilferage, while thrifty, was ethically dubious, requiring you to betray the trust of your co-workers. The medical director I spoke to suggests a less buccaneering alternative. Quote, "If he had asked for the supplies, his hospital would have undoubtedly given them to him," close quotes. The real solution to such problems is to arrange health care so as to avoid so stark a dilemma, perhaps by providing local clinics or health professionals who make home visits, changes unlikely to occur anytime soon. Given the current circumstances, I should offer a word in your defense from another doctor, Paul R. Marantz, director of the Center for Public Health Sciences at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, who acknowledged that what you did was stealing, but said in an email that, quote, "Purloining $50, more likely $20, worth of medical supplies, while saving hundreds, more likely thousands, seems a good choice compared with the more burdensome alternative of a visit to the ER," close quotes. I agree that those who practice medicine in imperfect institutions must sometimes choose imperfect actions, but believe that your supply room raids still fell short. Letter number two.
I am the proud father of a boy, 1, and a girl, 4. My wife and I do not practice corporal punishment, spanking, but some of our friends do and have asked that we spank their children when they are playing at our house and misbehave. Is this request reasonable? C.D., Santa Fe, New Mexico.
It is not. Many parents are militant in defense of their putative right to discipline their children as they see fit, with a sound thrashing. But conversely, your friends may not impose their Neanderthal parenting practices on you, particularly when doing so would compel you to violate what I take to be not just a matter of child-rearing methodology, but of moral principle. You do not hit children. That is what you should tactfully tell your friends. When you do that, you probably ought not mention that spanking is either banned or restricted in 22 countries. Such facts will only irritate them, and you would best avoid the word Neanderthal. Parents can be so prickly. Here in America, most people believe it is a fine thing to beat children, as long as you employ the accepted euphemism, spanking, and are the child's parents. A similar justification was once applied to spousal abuse. So you may need all your eloquence and charm to explain your demurral to your friends. And a willow switch. That might be an argument they respond to. Update. C.D. told his friends that he could not spank their children. The friendship endures. This week's questions were read by Jennifer Wynn, a criminologist who teaches at LaGuardia Community College. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com. Yes, the Broadway musical version of the podcast, Ethicist, Turn Off the Dark, has been plagued by freak accidents. but my singing is magnificent.